The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
When it comes to a gerushin, so we have the actual document, the actual get that's delivered from the husband to the wife, and we see some very unique halachos that are brought out in the writing of a get. And if we analyze the get, we can really see a few different angles to how to properly understand the significance of the document. The Torah describes the get as a sefer krisus. And by describing it as such, it gives it a certain significance as a sefer. And there's actually halachas that are learned out from get over to other things that we know as a sefer, be it in the area of stam, of sefer Torah Tefillah and Mezuzos, regarding different halachos, sirtut, making lines, there's different halachas that are compared one to another. And in that sense, we see that it's not just a regular document like we would have by a financial document. Rather, there's a sefer being created. It has a certain chashivus in how it's written, and such halachos which are unique to get, to what we call get. It's really get, is the term get is a misnomer. It doesn't really, the word get itself could be a shtar mamon. A financial document could also be called a get. But we use the term get to describe a divorce document between a man and a wife. Now, there's brought down a lechatchila to actually do it on cloth, on parchment, like we would a typical Sefer Torah or Tefillin Mezuzos. Nonetheless, based on a Taz, the minhag today is to do it on regular paper, and specifically so, we have to do it on paper based on the sheet of the Taz. However, there's a lechatchila which we do adhere to, which is we write Ksav Ashuris, as if we were writing a regular sefer we use a quill and we use D.I., we use the ink that we would for a sefer, and we write it in the same script that we would a sefer. However, we do not make the tagim. The tagim are left out, and this is also, at this point we dafka don't do it, and to do it would be wrong, because it could be an issue of laws creating a bad impression on the gittin that had been written without it. This is always a very significant point when it comes to gittin, which is that we don't want to in any way create any sort of questions in our mind about other gittin that had been previously written, and therefore we're going to avoid even things which maybe one may view as, you know, if you have a private person writing a get, may view it as a better get, but we're going to nonetheless avoid it, and we'll see it does come up in other areas as well in gittin. Another area which seems to be unique is when it comes to the spelling of the names. We're extremely careful. We want a very exact identification of the parties involved, and therefore the names have to be extremely accurate, and a tremendous amount of time and effort and literature has been written on the very specifics of the spelling of different names and cities, and we'll talk about maybe one or two examples that are prevalent. So, and obviously in each country that Klal Yisrael goes to, we have to then address the local language and how it should be transliterated into the Hebrew lettering, the Lashon HaKodesh wording, and to get the exact spelling. So we'll talk about two examples that are common in the English language. Let's first talk about the with an A sound, but the short A, something like the name Jack or Barry. So how are we going to now write that vowel in Lashon HaKodesh lettering? So the basic rule of thumb is that the kamat sound, or possibly the patach sound as well, will come out in the form of an aleph. In other words, when we transliterate it into the Lashon HaKodesh lettering, we're gonna portray it as an aleph, which would be the sound of a kamat or patach. The segel sound will be conveyed as a ayin. Ayin will convey the segel sound. So when we get to something like the short A, like Barry or Jack, so really it's almost right in between those two sounds. It's not as heavy as the segel, but it's not the patach or kamat sound either. So it's something in between. And the way we write it, and this is already, once it's written like this, this is like we said, like we mentioned earlier, once it's been established to write a certain way, we're not going to change it, because again, we don't want to create any laws. So the way it's written is the in the middle of a word, that's going to be written as an ayin. However, let's say when it's in the beginning of a word, like for example, Alan or Albert, will then be written as an aleph. Another example that we could discuss is let's take the same name of Jack, and how are we going to portray the J sound? So this is a big machlokas going back a number of years ago. Some Paiskim wrote it as Dalet Zayin, and others wrote it as Dalet Zayin Shin. And in fact, there was an interesting situation where a Talmud of, I believe, Rav Moshe, who was of opinion to go to Dalet Zayin, had gone to Los Angeles to be Masadir Get. And in Los Angeles, the city had already been, Gittin had been written in that city, and they had gone with the other spelling of Dalet Zayin Shin. And considering that it's more or less the Los Angeles, the G from Los Angeles is the same basic sound as the J of Jack, so, and the name of the party was Jack or something, some other name with a J, so considering that it would be inconsistent to split them up, and Los Angeles, because it had already been established its spelling with a Dalet Zayin, and we don't want to in any way raise any doubts about it because of the previous Gittin that had been written in Los Angeles, so we're going to have to write Los Angeles with the Dalet Zayin, and it would be inconsistent to then write Jack, which is the same sound as Dalet Zayin, as the Dalet, I'm sorry, it's actually the other way around, it was the Dalet Zayin Shin that they had written Los Angeles with. Ramosha would have preferred the Dalet Zayin for the Jack, but considering being inconsistent with Los Angeles, therefore, it was agreed upon that it should be written as the Dalet Zayin Shin, regardless of what he would do all other places, because over here, that would create a bigger inconsistency with when the same document itself, the same sound is conveyed in two different ways, and like we said, the Los Angeles cannot be changed, not to create aspersions on the previous skin written there. Therefore, Ramosha felt the right way would be to write in that situation, the Dalet Zayin Shin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gittin Daf Lamed Hey. We discussed in the previous shiur the thorny issue of Afkinu Rabbanu Kedushin Minei. Where and how do Chazal get rid of problematic marriages which could cause problems. Where did they say that the Kedushin became Batel L'Mafreya? And we discussed the L'Chayra, there should be every time, once there are cases in place, let's say the case of our Sugya of Bitl Shliach Shalei B'fnei HaShliach, Bitl HaShlichu Shalei B'fnei HaShliach. So Chazal, if he gives the get, Chazal Mur Mafkir the Kedushin, if Kinu Rabban Kedushin Minei, so why wouldn't that be an Eitzah? For if a person's wife is Mizan and he wants to save her from the Oynish, so he could give her the get. He could send the Shliach and then be Mavatl. So Rin Rabbeinu Tam discussed this in Tosfos. It could be that Chazal would not Goyzer when it was obvious that it was a ploy. Again, it's not decided in Tosfos, not definitive in Tosfos, to the point where there's discussion. Maybe it would work. Ad kidei kach, that the Marsham, the Pesach Hador of 100 years ago in Galitzia, 120 years ago, had a discussion about an unfortunate case of Mamzerus, and one of the things that he discussed was maybe to add to the heterim, to be mitzarev to the heter, the husband being mevatel the marriage al yidei, sending a shliach with a get, and then being mevatel the shliach shalei b'fano. He wanted to use that as a tziruf. He says over there it's halach of alei l'maisa, because he sees that the poskim didn't bring it. It's discussed with some Truvas Bris Avram, Truvas Ein Yitzchok. And the question is this totally in the Tosfos? Is it not totally in the Tosfos? Again, we had other eitzes, which would eitzes, understanding the definitions of this halacha, which would make this not relevant to be matir neshesish, for instance. We discussed the poskim that say b'shem begoyin isfar teisim bo v'basim nuchet brings us such a tzad that that it could be that it's clear that Chazal would never be matter. It's clear that if they were mafkir the kedushin, but there would still be a kedushin derabbanan. It's not clear how that worked. If they were mafkir kedushin, how would they mafkir the kedushin? Rashi says in Ksuvas Dav Gimel that what they did was kilu. They took away his money, the moist, the ring that he used for the kedushin, or they took away his shtar, or they made his bein to be his nus in order to render the ma'aser kedushin not a ma'aser kedushin. If that's the case, then there's no way to say that midrabon there would be. Maybe the Chazal still kept the surah of a ma'aser kedushin. It's not clear. The same point is also made regarding another, the Shittim Kubetz and Ksuvas Dav Gimel, grappling also with these issues, proposes that Afkeinu Rabbanu Kedushin Minei would only be Mekano Lahabo, not Lamafreya. How that works, how you can have a marriage that's rendered null and void, sounds almost like a Lahabo, like nullifying a marriage. It's Mekano Lahabo, Lamafreya, the marriage was a marriage. What would that mean? It's an interesting piece, just for the idea. In Truvas Marcheshes, Marcheshes was one of the Gdolei Ador on the Bezna Reb Chaim Oizer, and he discusses over there the lomdus of different Isurim that are totally in marriage, and just to make his point, he brings out that totally in this Shittim Kubetzes would be an interesting Chilik La'alokha. He says that the Isur Koruv of, let's say, a man is not allowed to marry his wife's sister, Achos Ishu is not allowed to marry his wife's daughter, Bas Ishtoi. That's totally, that's not totally in the fact that today she's his sister-in-law. That's totally in the fact that there was an issue yesterday with woman A. He's not allowed to marry a woman who was yesterday his sister-in-law. The fact, so let's say there would be a condition that became batel, mikano lahabo, he says, according to the shita. We're saying we don't understand the shita. If you're batel the maisa condition, has the condition become batel mikano lahabo? That means it was never a condition. Why would that only be mikano lahabo? I'm afraid. But if we say like the shita, says the macheshes, that legabe the kirva with kroivim, legabe hilchzarayis, it's enough the kirva of yesterday to answer today's relationship with that woman, to render that woman an erva today. Masha'enkin a grusha, let's say you had a woman that her kedushin became bottle, mikana lahabo, says that the isra grusha lekoin is totally in the fact that she has a marriage today that was rendered null and void. He brings rayis, that Gerushin, yeah, there's a lotion of a Marit where it says that Gerushin is the pshat, that a husband divorces his wife, she's not completely free of him, to the point where if a Kohen marries her, somewhat she's still might be true psychologically, it's hard to believe in lomdus. She's still a little bit attached to that husband, there's a begam in the issues, that's why Grusha's also lekoyin, so maybe that's tolim mikano lahabo, not lemafreya, kivva is tolim in lemafreya, not mikano lahabo. The Machesh just bandies about these distinctions. But again, the Shikim Kubat, to say that the bittle of the Afkinu, the bittle of the Kedushin was mikano lahabo, not lemafreya, is very difficult. Another issue that's discussed, what about Ksubu? If there would be an Afkinu Kedushin in any of the cases that we discussed, that the Chazal instituted this Afkinu Rabbonon, would he be chayv to her Ksubu? If we would say that the Hafkor, if we say that Hafkor is Lamafreya, so Chayda, we never married, there's no Ksubu. There's no Ksubu. Says the Malay Haroyim, Apashtar, the Malay Haroyim in our Sugya says that if we say that they were never married, so it comes out that every man could always do away with the necessity of giving his wife a get by sending her a get. The Gemara Harei says that the reason why Chazal instituted that a husband has to give his wife his get, he should know that he's going to have to pay if he's going to get rid of her. It should make him think twice before divorcing his wife. Says the Malay Harei, L'chorin is a Pashta Eitzel. All he has to do is, when he decides to divorce, to send a shliach, bimavatul the shlichus shaloi b'fonov, and thereby chazal mafkir the kedushin, and with that he does away for the nitzvah ktsuba, because now the marriage was rendered null and void l'mafreya. So you could assume maybe he won't do it because they know the moisa bilos bilos nus, that type of thing. But the kasha is a kasha. Malay Haroyim uses that an obvious right where a person was playing games. The chazal weren't mafkir, again the same discussion of the Ri and Rabbi Natan. The Rashba brings up an issue which was used 130, 140 years ago. There was a rabbinical conference in Paris which was attended by many reform rabbis, and one of the things, amongst other reforms recommended from that they wanted to institute, would be that any time a husband didn't want to give his wife again, we could render the marriage null and void by saying Afkinu Rabbanu Kedushinei, because the Lashon of the Gemara is called the Mekadosh Adaita de Rabbanu Kedush, Ke'ilu. Everybody who's Mekadosh is Kedas Moshe Yisrael. To deny that he only means to be Mekadosh if Chazal are Maskin. So what they wanted to institute, that Mehayoyim Ve'elech, from the year 1885 or whatever it was, everybody who's getting married is only that when the rabbi tells him that he has to divorce his wife, give her again, he's going to listen. If he doesn't, then it turns out that his whole marriage was not Kedas Moshe Yisrael. He's in violation of his marriage vow, so to speak, and they will mevatel the kedushin l'mafreya. This is what they wanted to propose. A hail of letters from different rabbonim denouncing the idea. Obviously, this can't be left open for anybody's, for any door's subjective definitions. Chazal instituted Afkinu Rabbanu Kedushin. Why existentially it has to be a takon of Chazal and not a takon of later Darius is a hashkofa issue. But that's the way it is. The Nakuda is that when Chazal instituted something, they were able to make every takon of Chakomim, every dinder Rabbanu became part of Torah itself. So they could establish that every Maisa Kedushin is done al Das Moshe Yisrael. Kedas Moshe Yisrael is done b'tnai that the Kedushin fits with Chazal. Later Doris don't have a koyak to make the Atakon. It could be a Atakon from the Goyim, from the Rishonim. But to make that into Torah Shebal Peh, proper to the point where anybody who argues on it is called that he's a koyfer, that he's arguing, the Rambam says anybody who argues on any one word in Chazal is a koyfer. Why? Because the entirety of Divrei Chazal, the way it was miskabel to us from the Shas of Ravina and Ravashi, all that in Torah Shebal Peh, one who denies any halach in Torah Shebal Peh is a kofer, because he's chipping away a part of the Torah. What the Goyim instituted, even though the words are constant and they were accepted by Klal Yisrael, is not necessarily part of the central fabric of Torah Shebal Peh. It's Toisefis in Midor Dordim. Goyim, Yerushalayim, Zachronim, Takonis, Minhogim, and so on. But it doesn't have the status of Torah that one who denies it is called a kind of Chayra. Also, they cannot reinvent or redefine a Maidushin as being done al das Hem. That power only Chazal have. Whether we accept that or not, that's the reality. Chazal are able to redefine everything that's done. Any Maisa Mitzvah, Chazal can define or redefine. A Pashta example. there's a shita in one of the Rishonim that Chazal instituted a bracha on shchita, then halacha is a shchita that's done without a bracha has a chashash nevela. It's kilu Chazal didn't allow the shchita to be considered kosher. A bracha on a mitzvah, it's not going to make a bracha on a mitzvah. No. Once Chazal instituted that the shchita should be done with a bracha, a shchita that's done without a bracha is defined al kaponim in the viewpoint of Chazal as maybe not a shchita, it's an achira, it's a nevela. The point would be also deep. That type of reinventing the dynamic of something is only the koyach that Chazal had. Later there is didn't have that. The Afkin Rabban Kedushim Minei would also work the same way. The Rashi and the Tshuva wants to know why Taka didn't Chazal institute Afkin Rabban Kedushim Minei in a case of Aguna where L'chayra, there's enough justification to be matir. He gives the case of Moshe Nofel Mayim Shem Ramsef. There's a case where a man fell into water where the chances of him surviving are almost nothing. In certain cases, Chazal were very makel. They relied on circumstantial evidence. Certain cases, we're not going to get involved with the Jesuvis and the Yavamis, but certain cases, Chazal were, if anything, very machmir, and they didn't allow her to get remarried based on overwhelming evidence that the husband had already died. In that case, why don't we say, why don't we just get rid of the Kedushin? Then Nebuchadnezzar, this woman won't have to be an Aguna. The Rashi says something interesting. The Rashi says that Afki'inu is only when there's a tsura of something that can remove the Kedushin. Also, in our sugya, there's a get. The get became bottled because the shlitz became bottled. The get, so to speak, the motions are gone through getting rid of the Kedushin. In that case, we could be mafkir. Case where nothing happened, where a woman, husband just disappeared, nothing happened there to be matir. No, theoretically, I could argue on the Rashba, theoretically, because I can't argue on the Rashba, and say that maybe if the husband disappeared, he fell into the mansion himself, that would be, so to speak, akin to the Misa of giving a get which is possible. In any case, that's the Rashba's idea. The Rivosh argues on the Rashba, clearly. Rivosh says, what about the case of Tmei Anilach, where a woman claims she's also? Over there, there's nothing there, there's no investigation there, so to speak, to be mad to her. The Aloch is over there, Afkin Rabbanu Kiddushu Minei. So, what exactly the confines are of where Chazal made Afkinu, where Chazal did make Afkinu is something that we have a hard time putting a finger on an exact definition. How the Afkinu works and why Chazal had the courage to make that Afkinu is also something that we're throwing around different ideas. There's nothing conclusively clear. This is a difficult sugya. Can Rishonim make up cases where they felt, Marshal the Tshuva Sarif talks about where there's Psula Edis Derabonim. Psula Edis Derabonim were made on a woman that she got married. A marriage was performed in front of Psula Edis Derabonim. The Rif says that since the Psula Edis are Derabonim, they derive from their Edim. Midrabonim, they're not Afkin Rabonim Kiddushim Minayim. We don't find that in the Gemara. So it seemed to me that the Rif learnt up in the Gemara that even Psula Edis Derabonim, the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. What would be the Hezbollah? So he said, obviously you have to say the Chazal made their Dinim Derabonim with the Toikif, with the power, the force of a Dindarai. So we could theoretically say a different Hezbollah. If the idea of Edi Kiyum, of their needing to be Edim, is that at the time of Gerushin, the time of marriage, there have to be those who can vouch for the marriage, those who could stand behind the marriage and bed. If not, the marriage is not valid. So if Lamaisa Chazal were passing these Eidim, Chazal passing these Eidim, at the end of the day, this marriage is not confirmable in Bezdin. Could be the Rabbanim. Maybe that would be a way to maybe say the word to the Riv a little bit differently. So we've discussed the Sugya of Afkinu from all angles. Obviously this is a Kirch that Chazal had, whether we understand fully how it works and what the confines of how it works and when it works is, but that's the
the Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.